Yes, when you open your eyes, you know what you should do. You don't need any help anymore. But before that, there are things to do. And guess what? These things are more important. Because when you're there, you know what you should do and you will do it. No big deal. Here, without knowing it, that little thing you do is a very important part of it. Because now you have to try to find some comfort and some peacefulness in you. This is what you need, really. Later, all of this will disappear. You don't have any problem. Now is the time to work. After the death, there's something else. Some of these problems should be hidden from you. You know why? Why they hide this thing, really? That they call it secret, right? Always they talk about the secret. And not secretly, very openly. What is this secret? And why they hide it? It's coming. You will hide some eggs here and there. Why? For the joy of the children finding it. Here for us, the joy of the path is important. Because only with joy you would walk this path. So therefore, you will try to find the joy, the little ones, yes. But always looking for the happy part of this. Then, the Prophet interrupted this stuff and started to bring some logic to it. You see, the light goes like this, that there is a sun and there are some stars burning, reflecting the light of the sun, and so on and so forth. So, don't worry about the other side. It's about getting familiar and familiarize yourself with a little bit light. And this little bit of light is very easy, really, to gain. Because there are some fundamentals that you understand, even logic understand that. Over there, we could eliminate some of these feelings. We could get rid of the little stuff. This was the Prophet. Suddenly, Zayd couldn't stop and jumped in with his attitude. What did he do? Do you remember? Zayd jumped in and disappeared. Suddenly there is no Prophet and there is no Zayd, there is Rumi telling you that, and now you wanted to hear from Zayd? Some more? He disappeared. You cannot find him. No one could find him. Because in this part we're talking about something. Zayd was talking about something. What was he talking about? The things that you should do. The limits that you have to pass. Right? What was your reaction while he was talking? You thought that, okay, this is a guy who knows the manual. I want to know more. More explanation. He said, here you forgot about something. Here we talk about a movement, which are the working you do, and an attraction from somewhere else. Here we don't go one way, Remember, Zayd told you that. So it's not that you will look for a Zayd, you will do this, you will do that, then you will arrive. There is no such a thing. You do this, you do that, and there is a magical moment that no one knows. If you're at the beginning, you're at the middle of the path, or you have searched for decades. Because it could happen even if you're not walking in the path. That's something else. Don't forget that. When the moment comes for the baby to be born, then that star will help her. Because no one knows when the moment of that baby is. Do you know? When is the moment of that baby? As far as I understand, when we go back, suddenly we have 500 million sperms with equal chances in one single moment. It could happen or not. That's how it works, right? So there is no this and the, there is a moment. We talked about that moment last time. Remember, I talked about the critical mass, the point that it exceeds, it happens. That is here. It's not only me trying, it's me being pulled. The attraction which is in me. The attraction of coming out is in me. Is planted in me. The only thing I should do is to work on it, because I need it to come out. I understand that that's another part of me. It's not only this one. Is that when the moment comes? It will happen. To you, no. Because you could say, oh, I don't remember. No. For how many years you were in non-existence and you were relaxed, you were not moving, with no attention to come here and nothing, remember? Then what happened? Suddenly something cracked the hair of your forehead and brought you here. Then how come that you have difficulties to believe that something could grab the hair of your forehead and pull you in the realm of love? Why not? Why do you have difficulties with that? Do you like that? Huh, that's the other part. And you have no saying over there to order that to come or not. Do your part here. And your part is the little part, right? Work on it. How? Work on what? That's a good one. Work on the sentence I just told you. I said, it's not only you. It's the other side. The beloved is pulling. Right? But how do you feel about it? You doubt it. Logically, they said, you have 100 doubts. Try to reduce them to 90. That's how it works. The only thing you could do is to polish, to get rid of this firm belief you have in tick-tack of the clock. Honestly, I don't believe. Any of you, do you know who created the clock?
Benedictine monks.
Benedictine monks. For the prayer, they wanted some precise moment to do that silly stuff. They didn't mean to change humanity to cyborgs, because this is cyborg. The mixture of machine, yeah, because I work accordingly. My movement is organized by this, and I do it voluntarily. Yeah, that's how it is. That's part of we. Yeah. And they didn't know they were doing this. But it was the moment. Because this is one major part of Industrial Revolution. Industrial Revolution needed industrial stuff and workers. Working humans. Cyborgs. That's how it happens. He said, this is it. That's not the tick-tick stuff. That tick-tick stuff happened itself. You see how silly. I always tell you there are two major stuff that are really turning point in human culture, human safety and everything we are. Two things. First thing is finding antibiotics. Before that, you go in the garden, you scratch your forehead, you die, because infection will eat you. Right? The second one is the plastic. And both happened just because somebody was sloppy. The guy who was working on this antibiotic, if he was organized, he will find zilch. He was so disorganized that for 12 days he didn't clean up these old dishes. And in one of them, there was this antibiotic eating something else. And he noticed it. The plastic stuff is the same. The guy didn't wash this stuff in the evening, in the morning. Suddenly a solid stuff was there. When it needs to be happen, it happens. It's a magical existence and it works like that. And he said, that non-existence is the place. That's why we are trying to teach you to think about non-existence and understand it. Because it's part of us. The thing that doesn't exist and we want it to happen. All of us, deep down, we think that the best thing which is missing is kindness, love. Right? Who could make it happen? We could. We are the only vehicle for that. Then he talks about simple stuff. He said, listen, when I say controlling and cutting off, look at your ego and all the animal wish. It wants. It wants more, right? You know what's the problem with that? More doesn't bring satisfaction. More brings the need for more. The only thing that will bring satisfaction is self-control, prohibition, stopping something. The anger is the simple stuff in animal and a very good one for survival. That's how they live. That's how they are here for millennia, right? But in us, we have guns. We have bombs. So we have to control that. Who? All of us. When you take off the stick of wood from the fire will die out because taqwa. Taqwa is something which is illogical. Logically, animal should attend to his need and wishes. Taqwa is avoiding and not fulfilling the animal wish. Then he brought in a very